The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. What do you do, Delco? What do we do now?
Detroit City.
Yeah, I know. I know. Before we get to that, what do we do with Scottie Scheffler?
Well, he's not playing this week.
I know.
And he's not playing next week.
By the way, he said he's going to, as of today, he said he's not going to play for the next 3, maybe 4 weeks at this point.
Well, he's got the Scottish Open, the British Open, the Olympics.
When did the Olympics start?
Who could say?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're doing a poor job of marketing it.
No, they're not. No, I just tune it out because it's every other commercial on NBC.
I see it, but there's no date. Like, give me a fucking date of when this shit starts. That's all I need to know. August 12th. Not check back in or tune into your local fucking streaming app that I don't have.
Sure, they've said July something 1,000 times, but I just block it out.
I haven't, dude. I've been paying attention. I love the Olympics. I'm all in on the Olympics.
Why?
I love all of it, dude. I love the pageantry, the magic. I think it's because I went. I went when it was in Atlanta, and I got to see it in person, and I was like, holy shit, this is impressive.
Didn't the Parisians just, like, do a mass dump into a river protesting the Olympics?
They all took a shit in the river, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, look, California, they're just shitting in the streets. Mm-hmm. So, I guess the river is at least going out to the ocean from the river to the sea.
It's kind of impressive, though, to have an organized dump.
Yes.
To be all synced at the same time.
We can't do that here.
No.
No. So, maybe they're better than us. We'll see. We'll find out what happens to Macron. Not a political show today. Let's go over last week. You had Tom Kim.
Yeah.
Who choked, and I texted you, I said, get ready, this is coming.
I don't know if he choked, he hit the putt after, you know, the Stop Oil Now protesters.
But what happened between that and then getting to the playoff hole?
He tried to hit a full sand wedge and just left it short into a fried egg in the bunker.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, and then he had no choice but to leave it out 50 feet or something.
Scotty had a two putt for the win. I thought for sure he would just putt it with one hand. Just because, fuck it, why not?
Just maybe like a pool cue.
Have you noticed he didn't really try on that putt?
No.
He just got it just relatively close and was just like, cool, I won and that's it. I want to go home.
Right.
He had the baby in his arms. Got the baby's name, by the way. Bob and Holloway are off to the side. Bennett. Is Bennett a biblical name?
No, that's an upset.
Right?
I don't know. I would have lost that. Bennett.
I would have lost yet another bet on Scottie Scheffler.
Benedict. Is it short for Benedict?
Not sure. Not sure. Could be. But Scottie Scheffler won again. Thank God he's off for a few weeks. Bad news is, if you're looking at this week's field for the Rocket Mortgage,
grim.
Yikes. This is dangerous. I feel like I'm just going to throw money away. We're in that point of the,
yep.
Because the summer where
he did
I'm
it to me again.
Away.
He got just when I thought I was out on Cam Young. He goes and shoots a 59. He's starting to turn things around. I can't quit him.
Oh, I fucking knew you were going to do this week. I knew it. Last night, because I'm up late, I think it was about 2:48 in the morning exactly, and I looked at the odds on Cam Young, and I go, oh, and I looked at the field, and I go, this motherfucker is going to pick Cam Young. I knew it.
Yep.
Okay.
I can't wait till Sunday. He's in the lead and just like bogeys 13, 14. I'm excited for that. But you know what? It's time. Sometimes you just got to get on a block, especially in sports and with takes. Not only is Cam Young going to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic,
yep,
he's going to win the British Open.
Come on.
He's going to go on a Jason Day type run a decade ago when he won his PGA Championship.
So
Cam Young's going to open the floodgates by winning the Rocket Mortgage and then win two more tournaments, including the British Open this year.
All right. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. You'll know better than I would. Cam Young was in the lead at one point at the British Open. I forget where it was at, and it was like, oh, shit, this is the guy.
He was in the mix last year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Harmon ran away with it, but Cam Young was right
towards the end, but I think it was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
He finished second.
Yeah, he finished second.
Him and Rory finished second to Cam Smith.
He was going to be the dude. So everybody was like, all right, Cam Young. You and I have been betting him religiously for 2 years, have not won one single time on this fucking guy. I said I would never bet on him again. I'm not going to this week, so you can have him.
Four digits I've probably wasted on Cam Young.
Easy, yeah. Dude, on Cam Young.
But not this week.
Okay.
This week he's going to win.
16-1.
16-1.
You got 200 on him, too. Holy shit.
Right. Here's the thing. Fuck the rest of the card. I'll give you the rest of the card. I don't want the rest of the card. I will put all $1,000 on Cam Young. I'm doing it. No other pick counts. Cam Young wins the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
That would pay you $16,000 if you did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Who else you got next here?
I mean, if you guys want to take these, I'm sure they'll win now because I won't put any money on them. But Davis Thompson at 33-1.
Yep.
Also like Davis Thompson, first round leader. I think he's closer to 50-1 for the first round leader. But then Nikolai Højgaard at 50-1.
I thought about Højgaard.
Top 10 on Carl Yuan at almost 20-1.
Okay, sure.
And then top 20s on Ryan Fox, Kevin Soulja Boy Yu. Alejandro Tosti.
Never heard of him.
Max Grazerman.
Is that a real person?
And Kevin Tway.
Well, it's Tway Day. Him I know. The rest of these fucking morons, I don't.
Alejandro Tosti is this little Argentinian guy who is insane. He's great.
Okay. You could have told me that Ryan Fox was Bob's brother, and I'd have been like, sure, I'll throw 100 on him.
He's from New Zealand. He's a Kiwi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The big Kiwi.
Whatever, man. This is going to be a bleak week here. I'm actually going to read it off the phone because it was really late last night that I bet this fucking thing. Okay. this week, and I really poured over stats, numbers, all of it. When you can't sleep, you're like, let's tear through everything. Let's tear through all the numbers and see if I can find a victory this week. Scotty's finally not playing. Taylor Pendrith at 25-1.
Listen, it's good course fit, but there's no way Taylor Pendrith is going to win twice in 1 year.
I know.
It's just not happening.
I know. Another guy that I've bet on in the past who's played well this year. It's not one, but there's nobody in this field, really, besides Tom Kim. Mm-hmm. Tom Kim is back in this field. And
Oshke.
Some of the guys that were, you know, going to the playoffs last week or close to.
You got
to
think there's an emotional dump.
That's what I think. Later. So I didn't pick any of these guys. I've got Mav McNealy.
Okay.
Bet him in the past, 27-1.
He's a pilot.
Hopefully he's going to land the victory this fucking week because I need it.
Flying himself to the tournament and just crashes? Roy Halladay.
I'd be all right with that. I'd be all right with it. It's a good story. Mm-hmm. His name is Mav. Mm-hmm. I mean, endless jokes for us, for drinking bros, for days, months, maybe even years. Next up, I'm going Matt Wallace.
Okay.
54-1.
Yep.
Looking at the numbers again, going through every fucking magazine article I could find, trying to find something. With every tournament that Scotty or one of the biggest guys hasn't been in, it's a guy that's over 40-1 who's mm-hmm. won these goddamn
Except
things.
Except this week.
Well, for you,
Cam Young,
16-1. Yeah, sure.
Put the mortgage on it.
Sure,
do it.
And then one weird bet that I'm going to place:
lose your house.
I'm going to this week. I'm going to. These fucking Cootie brothers I've been watching for the last few weeks. They're not bad. This is a tournament that anyone can win. Like
the Cooties are not going to win this tournament.
I put 50 apiece on the Cooties. Parker and Pearson, and I don't really give a shit. Now, if you're asking yourself, Ross, how do you even know the Cootie brothers? I watched them in that fucking team event And they played pretty fucking well. They look all right.
One of the cooties is better than the other. I forget which one.
I mean, me too, but they were both at like 180 to 1.
I think Pearson's better.
So it's 180 to 1. I put 50 on each cootie, brother.
Okay. Saw Kevin Tway 200 to 1.
To win?
Yeah. Why not?
It might not be bad. Why not? Like at this point, who fucking knows? I don't know. As I'm with you, there's going to be an emotional dump after last week. I don't know how Tom Kim is able to come back from everything that was going on. Hi, guys. It's me. Wait up. It's me. And then he thought he was going to be killed. So did the other guy, Osh K. He said he was afraid for his life. And
Tom
Kim
was holding Scotty's baby as Scotty was celebrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how much he doesn't want to win. He just would rather be cool.
He's just like, you're my buddy.
He just wants a friend.
You let me stay over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. That's all he wants is a friend. I don't think he cares about winning. And for
he's
Scotty.
Won three times, though. I think Scotty's like, hey,
I want you to hold my fucking baby so you know that next time I play you at the British Open, I'm going to smoke your ass.
Also, Tom Kim's won me money on this show. So it's forever good in my book. If you give me a dub, I can't be too mad at you. But okay. In a second.
All right. Well, these guys haven't, and Cam Young, absolutely not. I'm not fucking doing that bullshit.
It is also a tough scene when the guy you bet on is incredibly slow over the ball.
Oh, boy.
I know.
He's the Asian Patrick Cantlay, is what I texted you. It takes fucking forever.
And, I mean, there are people that are just as slow between shots, but when you stand over the ball that long, it just doesn't come off well in the broadcast.
No.
No.
And at one point, one of the announcers, I don't know if you heard him during the telecast on Sunday, said, he's got to figure this out. You can't take six goddamn looks at the
especially
ball
the
and practice swings,
yeah.
It, all of it.
I can't believe you're
too much in your head.
He left that putt short on 16 after Scotty already did. Like,
yep.
Scotty left the putt short. He essentially had the same putt. It's like, dude, you got to get it to the hole.
I know, he's thinking too much out there. But if you watch that full swing doc, that's exactly who he is, and I don't think he's going to fucking change.
He's 22.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to change. I really don't. He's just a nice, dorky dude who just wants some bros, and good for him, you know? One more time with your picks.
Cam Young.
Okay.
That's it.
Cam Young, 16-1.
So you can have the rest of the card, but yeah, Cam Young. That's all I'm really going to hold up to.
Good. I'm going Taylor Pendrith. I'm going Mav McNealy. I'm going Matt Wallace, and I'm going the Cootie Brothers at 180 to 1. Fuck, that bet pays off at $18,000, you know? So let's do it, dude. Let's fucking do it. Money's not real anymore. Been saying this a lot lately. It's not. Fucking go to MyBookie. Make a deposit. Make some weird fucking lotto picks. That's exactly what this week. If anybody tells you that you can actually win, I think they're lying. If we do, it'd be a goddamn Christmas miracle, and I'll probably jack off live on air.
You can get Cam Young right now for the British Open at 70 to 1.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can, because he's not
going to
win.
Well, once he wins this week, that's going down
to
25 to 1.
No, dude. If he loses this week, are you going to bet him in the British Open?
I already have.
Oh, God.
I already have.
Gross.
70 to 1, I can't pass that up.
Gross.
For a guy that's finished like second the last two British Opens.
Yeah, he'll be eternally second, my man. Appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away and bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Get off the couch and get into the action. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle. It's a fucking pure lottery this weekend. You have just the same amount of chances that we have if you're just throwing darts at a board. Appreciate you tuning in. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.